story about this next song. I, you know, for years, especially in the early 2000s, I played in an Irish pub band with two other guys, another trio, sort of a different incarnation of my life anyway. And I had the ultimate St. Patrick's Day gig. Me and two guys, we would load into this car in Toronto, and we'd drive 30 hours straight south, all in one go, taking turns driving, until we hit Key West, Florida. And we'd go there every March, so this is spring break time. And March in Key West at that time is beautiful weather, and it's kind of a crazy cocktail of three types of people. Students on spring break, getting as wasted as they possibly can every second of the day. Tourists coming off of cruise ships, stunned like they're on the surface of the moon, wandering down Duval Street like zombies. And then the locals. The locals are the craziest of them all. So we played these long gigs on St. Patrick's Day. We would literally start playing around noon, and we would finish at about, you know, I don't know, like midnight, 1 a.m. And it was a long day, long days of work. And we'd always go to this one place that was a refuge from all the madness called the Green Parrot. Now the Green Parrot, maybe some of you've been there, but it's a bar, it's sort of an open air bar just south of Duval Street, a little bit off the beaten path. And it was an awesome place. And they had live music there. And one night after a particularly grueling day of pub gigs, I wound up there and I was having a beer sitting at the bar, and suddenly this music started, and I looked, and sure enough, there was this band that just started playing in the corner, and they were like a Cajun band, or like a Zydeco band, and honestly, it was the greatest music I'd ever heard in my life. And I ordered a beer, I had another, 1 o'clock came and went, 2 o'clock came and went, and they were still going strong, and I was loving it so much, I had two realizations. The first realization I had was that if I just sat there in that stool at that bar and kept drinking for 40 years, as long as that band never stopped playing, I could just keel over and die like the happiest man in the world. And my second realization as I looked around with the bar was that there were lots of people who were doing exactly that. And they were much further down that road than I was. So I came to my senses. I got in a car. I drove 30 hours due north to Toronto, and I wrote this song thinking about that band. And this song's called The Midnight Band, and I want to send it out to whoever the hell that awesome Zydeco band was. And here it goes. 1, 2, 3.